The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So let's do another meditation. If you want to stand and stretch, you're welcome to. So there's a wonderful juxtaposition of stillness and movement. And sometimes in sitting, you can kind of feel the contrast of the two. So taking an upright, alert posture. Perhaps swaying side to side, forward and backwards, in order to kind of establish a connectedness with your butt against your chair, your cushion. So the weight of your body finds a good balanced midpoint. Perhaps the weight of your body kind of finds a rest through your vertebrae, one on top of the other. Perhaps there's a little bit of strength in the spine, and the spine becomes still, not frozen, not tight or held, but quiet or still. And then, some kind of simple way, keeping that still. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths to feel the movement of your rib cage around the spine as you're exhaling. Relaxing everything but the uprightness of the spine. Letting your breath return to normal. And keeping your body still. For the time being, tune into the stillness that you notice in the body. Not that it is all still, but the still part of your physical experience. The stillness that highlights the movements of your body. And the movements of your body that highlight the stillness. As the chest moves, the belly moves. As the body subtly sways or pulses or see if you can become aware of the stillness in the room. The stillness that's just beyond the edges of your body. Even though there might be movement and sound in the room, there's also stillness here. And also in the mind, there can be the contrast of movement and stillness, activity and non-activity in the mind. Become aware of the stillness that permeates through the mind. And how it might highlight the activity of the mind, the thinking, feeling. And notice how the thinking and feeling and activity of the mind might in some ways highlight the stillness that's just beyond it or around it, behind it. And then there's the activity of paying attention. And there's the stillness of awareness. And then as you exhale, allowing all the activity to dissolve into the stillness. Breathing comes out of stillness. Breathing returns to stillness. And notice how thinking takes you away from both the movement of change and the stillness. And if you stay out of the stream of your thinking, that you can return to being aware of impermanence, even how your thinking arises and passes. And notice how your interest interferes with your ability to be with the change of things. How your interest gets you involved in thoughts, and gets you fixated on things, gets the mind held. Interest too rises and passes. staying with the breathing, so the mind doesn't get caught up in its thoughts or judgments, ideas. Staying with the changing sensations of breathing, so that the mind stays soft. Soft, softly aware of the changing quality of what comes and goes.